Page 27, measure number 24-460, City of Sublimity. Fluoride in City of Sublimity drinking water. Question, should City of Sublimity continue adding fluoride to the city's water supply? Summary, the City of Sublimity asks its registered voters whether the city should continue the practice of adding fluoride to its water supply. Fluoride is currently added to the city's water supply. A yes vote means you want the city to continue adding fluoride to its water supply. A no vote means you want the city to stop adding fluoride to its water supply. If the majority of the city's electors vote yes, then fluoride will continue to be added to the city's water supply. If the majority of the city's electors vote no, then the city will stop the practice of adding fluoride to the city's water supply. Explanatory statement. The City of Sublimity asks its registered voters whether the city should continue the practice of adding fluoride to the city water supply. Fluoride is currently added to the city's water supply. A yes vote means you want the city to continue adding fluoride to the water supply. A no vote means you want the city to stop adding fluoride to the water supply. If the majority of the city's electors vote yes, then fluoride will continue to be added to the city's water supply. If the majority of the city's electors vote no, then the city will stop the practice of adding fluoride to the city's water supply. This information submitted by Katie Scott, City Recorder, City of Sublimity. No arguments were submitted in support of this measure. Page 28, an argument in opposition to Measure 24-460. Water fluoridation has been an ongoing process in the U.S. since the mid-1940s. Sublimity has been fluoridating its water since 1955. According to Sublimity City Records, the issue of adding fluoride to our water has not been revisited since then. Of the 74 water districts in Marion County, only 6 still add fluoride to their water. What do the other 68 districts know that we don't know? Fluoride is a waste product of phosphate fertilizer production. It is added to our water supplies in the name of preventing tooth decay, but is it really necessary? Over 95% of toothpastes contain fluoride. A single strip of toothpaste covering the length of a child's brush contains between 0.75 and to 1.5 milligrams of fluoride. This exceeds the amount of fluoride in most prescription fluoride supplements, 0.25 to 0.10 milligrams. On top of this, most groundwater contains some amount of fluoride. More importantly, fluoride has been linked to reduced IQs in humans. According to the Fluoride Action Network, fluoridealert.org, as of January 2022, a total of 83 worldwide studies have investigated the relationship between fluoride and human intelligence. Of these investigations, 74 studies have found that elevated fluoride exposure is associated with reduced IQ in humans. In 1997, the FDA ordered toothpaste manufacturers to add a poison warning on all fluoride toothpastes sold in the U.S. The warning reads, "Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age." I know this is a controversial issue. I am thankful that the city of Sublimity Council has agreed to allow this to be decided by the citizens. I ask that you do your own research before the election so you can make an informed decision. This information furnished by Larry Etzel. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder on page 28. Vote now. Remember to sign your ballot envelope.